This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Millions are going online to the Obamacare health insurance exchanges that opened for business yesterday with some glitches. Right now, we want to look beyond that to when newly insured Americans try to actually see a primary care doctor. They're already in short supply and could be stretched further as part of our ongoing series on the impact of the Affordable Care Act in one city, Camden, New Jersey. We're checking in with a primary care doc to hear what she's expecting in her own words.
Welcome to St. Luke's Catholic Medical Services at 511 State Street in Camden, New Jersey.
My name is Leslie Diambola. I am a medical director of St. Luke's Catholic Medical Services in Camden, New Jersey. I found a lot of need here in Camden. And it's no fault of the doctor before me. It's just the nature of the patients who might not take care of themselves because they have to choose, if they don't have insurance, between eating and feeding their family and getting medicine. So very difficult choices, plus the need for mental health services. Camden is difficult and it's dangerous. We had a lot of murders last year. Despite all the bad things you hear about Camden, a lot of good people live here. I have a lot of wonderful patients who love Camden, who are good people, who work hard.
Here are two of my patients. Mm. Susie and Elliot.
It's like family, and it's really the first time that I really started seeing a doctor.
Things will improve for my patients with the Affordable Care Act because it'll give them more accessibility to specialists. Charity care pays for blood tests, x-rays. Doesn't pay for the specialist. I see with all this expansion of the insurances and expansion of services at St. Luke's, I see us being open 5 days a week. That would mean we'd have to hire more staff to do that to meet the need. And it's going to be difficult because we operate at a deficit already. We are very poor here, very, very poor. We'll see the effects when people are not clogging up the ER for minor issues, a cold, an earache. The goal in all this is to open the door so every person in this country has a primary care provider. And I say provider because there aren't enough physicians. So we're talking physician, nurse practitioner, physician assistant. And I'm hoping October 1st, what's going to happen October 1st, is going to help people like that. Help all people.
For more of our series, Diagnosis Camden, you can find that at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.